That deserves an amen. Amen? We've made it. Whatever we didn't get done just didn't get done. At some point today, all of us, if we're going to be honest, probably just went, okay, it just wasn't meant to be. That one thing wasn't supposed to arrive. We'll get it to them next week after Amazon figures out where it is. And whatever it may be, it's just over. All the buying, all the rushing, all the wondering, all the planning. Well, probably still some cooking left to do. We've probably done all the things to prepare. We've gotten all the pictures on our social media pages, you know, the Christmas tree, the kids in front of the Christmas tree. We're now finally here. And in this season, there's these words that are so common to us, and they are the words peace, hope, peace, love, and joy. You see them everywhere. People have them on signs in their front yard. Hope, peace, love, and joy. If you're a liturgical person, you've been to a liturgical church, you may look at some of these candles up here, and in some places they may label them hope, peace, love, and joy. And so here we are in the midst of it, and then we find ourselves finally sitting down and rushing. We're done with the rushing, and anybody here ready for the hope, peace, love, and joy? Amen? Yeah, me too. We can forget about all the other things and we can maybe focus on that, but we live in this world that has these expectations of us, and sometimes it's very hard to grab a hold of it. It's hard to grab a hold of this hope, peace, love, and joy that is promised by this coming Christ child, and we struggle to get to it. And the struggle is we try to do it with a worldly perspective. If we get just the right photograph, if we buy just the right gift, if we show up at just the right event, all these things that we chase after, and we're looking again and again and again for the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy brought by this Christ child. And again, it fades so quickly, amen? I mean, we'll be back to work on Monday, some of us. And we'll be, okay. And the moment feels like it's over. It doesn't have to be over. It doesn't have to be over. See, Paul is reminding Titus in this letter that he wrote to him that we read from this evening that he is to stay focused and to maintain his focus on being a follower of Jesus Christ. And he said within it, he says, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works or righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. You see, what we are seeking has been given to us by Jesus Christ. This Christ child that we celebrate tonight, that is the source and the foundation of the hope, the peace, the love, and the joy that has been promised to us. And we believe the promise to be true, amen? Otherwise, we should have done something else tonight, right? But it's true, and we want it. I want it. And I don't just want it for the next couple of days. I want this to be my life. So Paul's reminding Titus in his pastoral letter to him, remember this. God, our Savior, appeared. He saved us. Not by anything that we have done, but according to his mercy. Through the Holy Spirit. He says, this Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to hope, to the hope of eternal life. See, when we choose to follow Jesus Christ, when we give our lives over to him, all that rushing and all that trying to make things just right, trying to do all this preparation in just the right way so the moment will be just right for us. All that work, and don't take this wrong, all that work that you've done in preparation, I pray the meals are beautiful. But what I really hope is that the fellowship is what matters. That opportunity to come and worship our Lord and Savior that we have been striving for and that we are hoping for and that we come to because of his love for us and the joy that will follow. So we maybe have been rushing around and getting things done. We may have been in a rush to get here tonight, amen? trying to get everybody dressed, trying to get everything just so. I mean, I had to run home and rush myself a little bit. All the preparation in the building today. Is it worth it? It is. All of it. Is it necessary to receive the love of Christ? No. It's a reflection of the fact that we already have. Now, I'm not sure how you got here. Maybe you come with an open heart just longing to praise Jesus, and maybe you're here because it's just easier than putting up with what you're going to have to hear for the next 2 days if you didn't come. I've been there. I have been that guy. Just get me there. I'm just going to do it. Why are we going to church, Dad? Well, because if we don't, man, we're never going to hear the end of it, so we'll just go. It won't be a big deal. It is a big deal. See, it doesn't matter how you got here or how you think you got here. You are here because God intended for you to be here. That's what his grace and mercy looks like. We don't always know that we're living in it, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves sitting in church and thinking, how exactly did I get here? Well, you're here because the Lord has spoken to your heart, and whether you did it immediately, willingly, you were at least obedient. And even if you were obedient to his call to be here because it came through mom or grandma or your wife or your husband or grandpa or whoever it may be that said, hey, you should come to church with us, you were still obedient. But they were speaking to you a truth. Come and worship the Lord Jesus. As we hear the reason for the season. The place where you will find this foundation where you can discover the true understanding of the hope, the peace, the unconditional love, and the joy that comes. And there's an order to those words. And it is that order. We have hope. Now, where we go to find it makes a difference. If you find all your hope in the world and all the worldly things, if your hope is that I'm going to make the great post on my social media and then I can go back and everybody can tell me how wonderful my life is, I'd say there's a deeper hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ, and that hope will bring you to the fullness of what the rest of these words are. You will find peace when you find your hope. You will experience the unconditional love of Christ, and that love will come from you, and then you will find joy. See, joy is different than happiness. I can do things that make me happy. A chocolate chip cookie with some M&Ms in it? Oh, that makes me happy. It doesn't really bring me any joy, though. Because after I eat it, I feel bad and go, I probably shouldn't have eaten that. See, joy is that thing that you can hold on to even when the days aren't happy. And Jesus offers that to us. And our hope is an eternal life with him. And the great joy is when we have that eternal life in him, we have that foundation. That foundation that makes it possible to walk through each and every day of this life, which, if we're going to be honest, doesn't always feel like today, does it? It offers some struggle and some challenges. But when you have that hope in eternal life, you can recognize that this is just a step through a process that leads to the very presence of God. And then we have moments like today when we seek the very presence of God and we gather together in worship of him. And we just feel it. We can just breathe it in. So whatever it is that's not taken care of, that's been on your list, just wipe it away. Take a good deep breath and just let it go. The rush is over. That foundation that you seek, that hope in Christ, will bring you the peace, the love, and the joy that your heart is crying out for. And then we know that to be true. And we recognize this night, as we celebrate this Christ child, the Savior who came for you. Your salvation your foundation, your hope, your peace, your love, and your joy. It's here, in his presence. And if you remember nothing else about this Christmas Eve, know this. He came for you. Amen.